it's probably been like a year or so since I've told this story on my account. So let me just give a little rundown again. Maybe I should like pin this because I do talk about it a lot. So essentially, I'm from Illinois originally. My aunt lives in O'Fallon, Illinois, which is like right over the St. Louis line. And I had turned 16 in February. The concert was in October. She didn't want me driving from St. Louis all the way back to Illinois. It was like a 45-minute drive, but again, new driver. She was like, no, I'm not doing that. Also, I was there with a friend of mine from high school. We like waited in the line. Honestly, it's even crazy that we got in because by the time we got up there, like this was StubHub early days. So we like scanned our ticket and they were like, hey, somebody already scanned this ticket to get in. So I actually had to find the receipts for our tickets to show them. So it's crazy that we even got into the show at all. So we were there. It was awesome. We met like the openers after the concert. It was at this place called the Firebird. It's not open anymore. And then we like walk out of the building and like come around the side of the building, and the tour bus is like parked on the street where we said we were going to meet my aunt, where she was going to come pick us up. Keep in mind though, she's 45 minutes away. We're at the venue in downtown St. Louis and she's still in Illinois. We didn't have service inside the bar, so we had to get out of the bar to text her. So we were waiting like not that long, but like a decent amount of time. So we're walking around the venue. We do not realize that the bus is there. We get right up to where like the door of the bus is. The door is here. There's a crowd of people over here, right? We don't even know what's going on at this point. Maddie steps out of the bus, smoking a joint, tosses it on the ground and goes, okay, I'm going to start a queue right here, and points to me. I still don't realize what's going on because we have just walked up on this and Maddie is walking out of the bus. We did not realize there was a line to meet him. And at that point he said, we're starting the queue here. So I was like, okay, well, whatever. So I said hi, and he said, I'll know, this is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done. He goes, hello, baby, what's your name? And I, being 16, was like, it's Jana. And he laughed at me, which was great. I asked him to sign my phone. He said that Sharpie doesn't stick very well to glass, so he signed my case instead. I still have it. I think it's at my mom's house somewhere. Anyway, not the point of this story. So we take our picture. Talk with him for a little bit. He's like, awesome. There's maybe like 50 people in the line to meet him. I think everyone had like cleared out because they didn't realize that's what was going on. So we're like waiting in the line. My friend Alyssa, so we're standing there waiting for my aunt. My friend Alyssa looks at her phone and she goes, oh my God, I blinked in my picture. And I said, well, there's not that many people in line. Let's hop back in. I'm sure you can get another one if we ask nicely. So we get back in the line. We're at the end of the line. We get all the way back up to the front. People have kind of dissipated. And Maddie's like, hey, she blinked in her picture. Can you take another one? He's like, yeah, no problem. But like, are you guys just like hanging out to get a picture? We said, no, my aunt is picking us up. I kind of explained like why I, you know, whatever. And he goes, well, I've got some time. And it's because they were like packing shit up and we were at the end of the line. So he just like hung out with us. It was really cool. It wasn't like, and there was no like bad vibes or anything like that. He legitimately was just like waiting on them to pack up the bus. And so he was like, yeah, I'll chill with you. So it was us two and another girl. I don't remember her name. If you happen to find this and you were the third person with us, that would be a crazy coincidence. But yeah, it was awesome. We just like sat and talked with him. And I was a big Tumblr girly at the time. Mind you, this is 2013. I hate to say this, friends. This was like 11, 12 years ago. So we had seen on Tumblr somewhere, and I don't know, like, you know, who knows how you hear shit back in the day. But we had heard that Harry Styles had texted him like out of the blue. And so I wanted to ask him because I'm a, you know, big Harry Styles gal. So I was curious if he had like actually texted him. And so I said, hey, we heard that this thing happened with Harry Styles. And Maddie says, yeah, it was the craziest thing. I just get a text from a random number that like one day that says, hey, mate, Harry Styles, huge fan, cheers. And he's like, yeah, it was crazy. So now we have each other's numbers and we talk every once in a while. He's like, he's a really cool bloke. So that's my story, how I met Maddie Healy. I've told this story a few times. I'll just pin this. I feel like this is the most in-depth I've gone on it. So, yeah, enjoy. Maddie's a cool dude. At least he was 12 years ago.